This Sunday on the Paramount Network, it's the 200th episode of the television program Bar Rescue. The host is John Taffer, and he joins us now. And John, for folks who don't know you from Bar Rescue, you're a guy who knows the secrets of making a bar successful. Where and how did you learn how to do that?
Well, it took me 35 years to figure it out, Bob, to get really good at it, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I started in the Chicago area. My first company was in Naperville, and my daughter was born in Naperville. So we were a Chicago-based company for very, very many years as a hotel and restaurant consulting company. And I did that for over 30 years, and one day somebody said, "You should be on TV, John." And then Bar Rescue happened later in life. And it goes to show you never know what's around the corner.
And now you tell people how to do it, and you make businesses successful. And let me throw something at you about bars and restaurants, I guess. Tell me if you agree. The person up front, when you walk in, the host or the hostess, is that the most important person in the establishment?
Certainly one of them. So is the server. But, you know, they all are going to occupy some of your time. I believe that you'll determine if you like a restaurant or not 3 steps in. And those 3 steps in are so critical. In 3 steps, you get to smell it, look around the room, see if it's clean or organized. You get to see the attitude of the employees. You get to see if it's organized or not. So, you know, those first few steps in and that interaction with that host or hostess is very, very important. And, you know, this season of Bar Rescue is so unique, Bob, because we've all known how much the restaurant industry has suffered during the pandemic. But this season talks about how much the people have suffered in the industry. For example, I showed up for Bar Rescue to a family that had lost their house 3 days earlier, everything they lost. And they had 4 boys under 10 years old sleeping on a wooden floor above the restaurant. And these are the devastating stories that have come out of the pandemic. People need to know some of these stories. They need to understand how difficult this has been on people, because this is the time that we need to support these local businesses as communities.
And people need your help more than ever, I think. How do they get in touch with you? How do they get on the Bar Rescue show?
You can go to my website, johntaffer.com, or go to any of our social media pages, which are all under the name John Taffer, and people can apply to be on the show. We get a couple of thousand every year, and we do as many as we possibly can. And at this time, as you're right, Bob, we really need it. Chicago's had a difficult time during the pandemic. You're going to lose about 22% of the restaurants and bars in the city of Chicago. That's devastating. And when you think about how important bars and restaurants are to the culture of Chicago, from Rush Street to all the other areas around the city, this is a very important industry. It creates the personality of the city. And we don't want that personality to go away. So I think it's very important that all of the Chicago communities spend their money in those communities. Mm-hmm. Stay close to home. Support the restaurants in your local community. And let's try to keep these communities vibrant by keeping these small businesses open. You know, Bob, the pandemic is ending. We see restaurants full now. But you know those little ketchup packets you get in a restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Those used to cost 7 cents each. Then it went up to 11 cents, then 17 cents, then 30 cents. Those ketchup packets now cost the restaurant operator 40 cents.
Hmm.
How do they survive? Meat is twice the price. Produce is twice the price. So when you see your local restaurant full, don't assume it's making money right now. We're losing money on every guest we serve. We need the communities behind us now, or you're going to lose more restaurants in Chicago. And if there's ever a city whose restaurants are part of its personality, it's Chicago.
Yeah, we've said that time and time again. The places, especially around here, more than just establishments where you're getting a meal, they are social gathering places, part of the fabric of what makes Chicago and our suburbs terrific. We mentioned 200 episodes of Bar Rescue. This Sunday's the 200th. Have you had occasion to turn around an establishment in our city here?
Not yet for this season, but we're coming to Chicago, back to Chicago next season. This season, we focused on Las Vegas. It was only 10 episodes this first run. We focused on Las Vegas, Bob, because Las Vegas had a 35% unemployment rate during the pandemic. It's a singular economy based on hospitality only. So it seemed like a good city to start at because it was devastated so much. So we focused on Las Vegas, and now we're going to move out, and we're going to start traveling around the country again from there.
You're an expert on hospitality skills. What's the most common mistake people in the bar business, in the restaurant business, make that prevents them from being successful?
You know, it's interesting. The first time people open a restaurant, their chance of success is about 20%. The second time, it's about 80%.
Hmm.
So you need experience. People think because they ate in a restaurant, they can run one, Bob. You know, they think because they drank in a bar, oh, you know, a drink costs 50 cents, they sell it for $10. They got to be able to make a fortune here. Not true. It's a difficult business. It's a hard business, and it's a long business of hours and hours every day. So just because you enjoy a restaurant doesn't mean you can run one. I suggest anybody who's thinking of opening or getting in the business, you got to work in one first and understand how the business works before you invest your money in it.
Real estate is so important. The location, of course, the food or the drink, and then the people. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to find good people and hire them, isn't it?
Yes. You know, candidly, the extended unemployment benefits are working against the industry, and we saw this on the news. Let me clarify it. If you lived in a two-person household and you're each making $800 a week in unemployment, that's $1,600 a week, that's $83,000 a year that family would be making in unemployment benefits. The median income in America is $63,000. So you're making $83,000 a year for staying home. Why would these people come back to work? So, you know, the current program that the government is implementing is an obstacle to our growth. It's a bit moronic, to be honest with you, Bob. We got to get people back to work. We need to incentivize them to come back to work. We're not going to get our economy going if everybody stays home.
One more question for you, John. You know the bars and restaurants I'm talking about. It's a location where nothing works. Is the problem the neighborhood in those cases?
You know what? Great bars draw great people. Dirty, filthy bars draw a different element to people. I put everything on the owner every time. It's their responsibility. You know, guys, in tough neighborhoods, there are shining, wonderful businesses, and it's up to the owner to be that example. If they choose not to be, then they suffer the consequences of them.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee if you're on a busy corner or you're going to be a hit either. Well, we will be watching on the Paramount Network. It's Bar Rescue. John Taffer. Hope to see you in Chicago sooner rather than later.
Look forward to it. Be well, Bob.
Thank you.